and flip it. We're doing something special starting today, and here's Nikki Morse to tell you all about it.
Well, this is my attempt to bring these guys into the 21st century. So on Fridays, this word is going to go all the way back to the 2000s.
Wow.
I was an old man even then, Nikki.
I know, right? Well, you know, I'm going to try to attempt to treat these, teach an old dog new tricks, so to speak. Okay, here we go.
I resemble that remark.
I know. Well, because I like to make you guys feel a little bit uncomfortable, and because Wayne Pond likes to use the term dreamy DJ, I thought that this word really kind of encompasses what you guys share together. Uh-huh. And here we go for your Flip It Friday word. It is bromance. Bromance. It's a close but non-sexual relationship between two men. And I believe that you guys, if anybody, have the perfect bromance.
May I add a very large footnote to that definition?
Oh, please. Please.
Let's clearly, emphatically, eternally underscore the non-sexual part.
Aw. Kind of liked you guys together.
Thanks.
Anyway.
Well, Ron always signs off his emails with, he says, here's a big sloppy wet kiss. And I just,
oh, no, I never do that. That's you're talking
no,
about yourself.
I do not.
I've never done that. That's a Wayne Pondism right there.
Well, look at him turning it around on you. Kind of like a Flip It Friday, only different.
I can't tell you how I end my emails. Not on the air. Well, I could do it once. But
well, Nikki, you struck a happy note. I think that, you know, you guys look around and you think, have I ever really, truly had a bromance? And
sure.
I think Ron's a candidate. And when I call him a dreamy DJ, hell's bells, that's a compliment.
Exactly. I know.
I'm getting so emotional here.
Let me just spell it in case anybody needed to know.
Oh, yeah.
It's bromance, bromance.
All right. Hey.
I love it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I love it, too.
Goodbye, sweetheart. You too, Nikki.
Oh,
okay, darling.
I love.
Talk to you later.